Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music, and Sean Scales is a man of God. He is a tremendous artist in his own right, and you are about to hear not only a fabulous song by Sean, but you're also going to get some insight in what it seems to be like in the mind of a recording artist, especially one who is, I'll let him tell his story so that God can get the glory. You don't want to miss a single word of it. This is Sean Scales with I'm Blessed on Real Gospel.
Blessed. So listen. blessed. In spite of all the ups and downs, the twists and turns, and the ins and outs, don't you ever forget.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell the story, and I am so honored to have this anointed man of God in the studios. I got an opportunity to see him do his thing at the Pre-Dove Showcase Awards. Shouts out goes to Jeffrey Wilford and putting together an excellent show. And so you did your thing, man. And I've been listening to your music now for a little while, but watching you minister in person has been a tremendous honor and a blessing. So, Sean Scales, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much.
Yes, talk up, man. Come on, speak there. You go. Let the people hear your voice.
Yeah.
So, your song is called "I'm Blessed."
Yes.
And you've been ministering for quite some time now. So, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, okay, in case they're not familiar with you.
Sure. Well, my name is Sean Scales. I am hailing from Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I currently reside in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'm a minister, singer, songwriter, and producer. Okay. A lot of things that I've done has been in the back,
gotcha,
of the industry, writing with Keith Wonderboy Johnson, mm, and working with Kerry Douglas. At mm-hmm. the time, it was Worldwide Records, and mm-hmm. then they turned into the Black Smoke, I believe.
Yeah.
Working with Lisa McClendon, mm-hmm. Montrell Darrett,
mm-hmm.
Lowell Pye, that's yeah. my man right there.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah,
you had
yeah.
a single. You got a single with him.
Yes,
well.
I
correct.
Did a single mm-hmm. with him, and then I did two songs. I produced and wrote two songs for mm-hmm. him. The first song was "All Right."
That's right.
That was back in 2013. That peaked at number 15 on the Billboards, and then we came back last year, I believe, and I wrote a song called "We Need You." And so that was a blessing. And then I worked with Monica Lisa Stevenson.
Yeah.
She was nominated for a Stellar Award, I think, yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I wrote the single, the hit single, Speechless, off of her Kano's project.
Wow.
So I've been behind the scenes,
yeah.
and, but I was always creating music for myself
yeah.
In that regard. And then I started to, you know, make that progression as far as letting people yeah. know, okay, this is me
yeah.
in that regard.
So, gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. They know who you are. Well, the people in the industry do, mm-hmm. even if they don't tell you, they know. Come on, I mean, when let's just say, for instance, I don't know if I had the ability to sing, mm-hmm. and somebody brought me a song, would I necessarily know who wrote it?
Sure,
I would. I mean, would that be part of? Do I need to know that?
Right.
How does that work?
It's not always the case.
Okay.
In that regard, and so, mm-hmm. But this. That part of the industry allowed uh-huh. me to learn the business.
Gotcha.
I'm a publisher.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and I understand royalties,
gotcha.
Understand contracts
yeah.
to a certain degree
yeah.
in that regard. So I understand how the back end
yep.
works. I also got a chance as a producer,
mm-hmm.
Having privilege to even produce and be uh-huh. a part of that. I can see the frustration
yeah.
of the artist. So
yeah.
when I step into that role,
yeah.
it's certain things that I've watched them go through
uh-huh.
that I kind of just navigate through
I
because
you.
I had a chance to see it,
yeah.
you know, up close and personal behind the scenes.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so right now, you are blessing so many artists right now. If you are an independent artist right now, or a songwriter, or you think that maybe you've got that, I'm going to go old school, but you know, you've got that black composition notebook.
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
been keeping notes, and or maybe if you've been keeping just notes on your phone in the little notepad section, and you think you've been jotting stuff down. Do you hear what Sean is saying? I mean, this is what advice can you give them? Who are doing just what I'm saying. They've got the black composition notebook, they're old school,
yeah.
or maybe they've got the iPhone or the Android, and they're yeah. dropping notes on the phone going, you know what, God gave me this, God gave me that, and they're starting to, and so how did you, I guess if you tell a little bit about your story and how you began to understand how you had that anointing and that gift to write, that would help them understand how to keep it moving.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, my genesis or beginning started with my father, my late great father, Pastor Donald V. Scales, and my mother, who is still with us, Pastor
sorry,
Sherry.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much, Sherry Scales. So you know, growing up, he told me that songs are going to outlive you.
Gotcha.
Your job is to not withhold whatever God gives you.
Gotcha.
Even if it's for somebody else to sing other than you.
Yeah.
And if you learn how to do that,
yeah,
then purpose will begin to start chasing you.
Wow.
A lot of times we spend most of our time chasing purpose.
Wow.
But sowing seeds will cause for purpose to grab a hold of you. And you never know when those times when you really need purpose to grab a hold of you, because a lot of us go through giving up stages and phases in our lives.
Yeah.
So it's good, I would say, to the listener that is gifted to write or produce in that regard and or sing.
Yeah.
But if they're gifted to do all of those things, do more time sewing.
Wow. So when did you realize that, okay, when did you write your first song that you said, that was it? You know, you wrote it and you was like, wow, this is my first song.
Yeah.
When did it, how long was you, were you a teenager?
Yeah.
When was that?
I was a teenager, but, you know, it's a funny story. Yeah. I used to cut the orchestra station on.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be trying to make up songs to that, and there's too much going on.
Yeah.
But I made my first album when I was... I started it when I was 15.
Wow.
And, you know, my dad said, the Lord told him to take me in the studio. I was recording on analog tape.
Wow.
And I went in I had a little Yamaha PSR.
Yep. 5-7. I remember those.
And so what I did was, I made a little metronome and I played everything out from beginning to begin. Like, I would get on the drums and I'd come back in and play the bass and come back and play everything. And at the end, the engineer was like, okay, you know, my dad's name is Donald, and he said, Donnie, you're David, but he's Solomon.
Wow.
You're going to start it, but he's finishing it.
Wow.
And I made a song called Sold Out to Jesus.
Yeah.
And stole most of the chords from Joplin Key Show Up. Because I was that was my bass. But so I got started doing that, and it just kind of just kept going.
Kept going from there.
Yeah.
Wow, won't he do it?
Yeah, he will.
And that should inspire, if you are a parent and you see that gifting in your child, nurture it and just cultivate it. That's
absolutely,
because that's what happened to you, right? I mean,
yes,
your father saw that in you and made sure that he nurtured it and cultivated it and put you in the atmosphere for you to be able to explore what God was using you to do.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So how did you go from there to finally being able to get your music heard on radio stations? What was that transition? How did you end up with all the big wigs in gospel?
Well, so after I recorded my CD, my first CD, coming out of high school, singing around and et cetera, so forth. But I met with a producer who was connected with Kerry Douglas.
Wow.
And he heard it and he was like, This is okay. I like this. And then so he asked me, he said, so do you have your, I can't work with you if you don't have your publishing and things of that nature together. And I said, I already have that, you know, in that regard. So he said, okay, this is going to work. So it started there.
Yeah.
Doing that. And then the way I hooked up with Lowell was phenomenal.
Yeah.
One day, I heard the Lord say, go on Twitter and tweet Lowell Pye.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
And so I tweeted him. I said, hey, you know, Sean Scales want to collab with you. Yeah. I still got the Twitter.
Wow.
Feed.
Yeah.
I still got it.
Wow.
And he responded back and everything. And I heard the Lord say, don't say nothing about wanting to do a remix with him. Or just say, I have a song that I want. I said, what about me? And he, what about you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you somewhere. Yeah. So I did that. And next thing you know, here comes All Right.
Yeah.
Then he introduced
that's a nice
me
song.
Monica Lisa Stevenson.
Dun.
Yeah.
That, you did that? Was that you?
Yeah.
Wow.
This world is
feeling.
Yeah.
It gives you that. It sounds like the Temptations.
Yes,
in
it
a
do.
Way. Yeah.
It was funny as I was. Yeah. I had no reference to music.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to or looking at the Five Heartbeats.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know, just going through some trying times at the moment.
Yeah.
And I just got on and I kept hearing. Ooh.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I gotta do this.
That is awesome. Yeah. When was the last time you spoke to Lowell?
Oh, man, it's been, let's see, I think a couple months ago.
Okay, how's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. Okay. I know he had a, you know, death in the family.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, we definitely, you know, keep him lifted up in prayer. Yeah. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so in the closing moments here, what can we expect? What are you working on now? What are you still? I know that you're always. You probably have a vault of music. You've got people asking you for different things, and you're probably trying to manage at this point. Your gifts and your talents are outgrowing the time that you have to work for them. So the stuff that you do for other people is taking off faster than what you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
So that being the case, what's going on with you right now? What's God sort of got your hands on?
Yeah. I mean, it's just pace. That's all. You just got to pace yourself. But I have a new single entitled "I'm Blessed," which is number four on the internet, or number five. It's been fluctuating. Uh-huh. Number five on the internet Billboard panel.
Gotcha.
Courtesy of my man Tony D.
Tony D on the radio.
D on the radio. Right. Yeah. And then it's like 164 on the Billboard charts.
Gotcha.
So you know, you can expect a music video. We won't work on that.
Great.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I see it. I'm blessed.
Make sure you get one there. Definitely. And you know, so we're working on that and just promoting a single.
Okay.
I would encourage every artist to take your time. I know everybody wants to, you know, win the album, but as far as a radio perspective, you want to break yourself with a single.
Yeah.
You know, in that regard. So we're gonna try to work that single a little, you know, a little more.
Gotcha.
But I definitely have a lot of stuff, like you said, in the vault.
Oh yeah,
I'm a believer, which I did.
Wow,
so I'm waiting to release that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, because I know you got you reminded me of two people, Prince, when you talked about the different instruments and playing, you know, just the different, because Prince was known to be able to play
what was it,
Purple Rain album? He played every instrument on the,
that's a tall order right there.
You're right. It was, when I think about it, I'm going, man, I listened to the whole album. I'm going, he played every instrument. Oh my God. And then when you remind me of a Teddy Riley. And I know I'm making secular references, but there are a lot of
you'll be secular for 2 minutes.
That's a 2 minutes. Okay,
Marcus Riley.
But that's the best way I can describe it. Because most people sort of may have an idea of who those people are, but I'm talking about their gifting because Teddy, behind the scenes, wrote a lot of music for a lot of a lot of people that people don't even realize. I'm not going to get into the names because that would really take it out of gospel, but you know what I'm talking about.
Sure,
I mean, he wrote a lot of music for a lot of people.
That's right.
And that's what you remind me of. There's somebody behind the scenes I mean, you know, what do you have? So your company, do you have a company? What's your company's name for your writing and your music?
It's
that?
Royal House Music.
Royal House Music. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you all, when you get the downloads or you look at the credits from some of the CDs that you purchase, when you see
Royal House
Music. Royal House Music, then that's who that is. That's Sean Scales company, and that is tremendous. So now when I see that someplace, I'm going, that's Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, he's everywhere. I'm going to see it everywhere. I'm going to see it on music videos. So that's good. I'm glad that God's continuously blessing you.
Thank you so much.
And it's been a pleasure having you in the studios. And so how can the listeners find out more about you? How can they get your music and find out if they're an independent artist, they want to, you know, say, hey man, listen to this. How can you become their who'd you say you took your music to and they listen to it?
My guy Leonardo.
That's right.
Yeah. So you can definitely reach me on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Sean Scales Music for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Yep.
And my website is www.iamseanscales.com.
All right.
Yes. And as far as the music concerned, you can get it on Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music. You keep going. List goes on.
There it is.
Yeah.
He is there, everybody. And support this this music ministry. You've heard the powerful testimony about how God just moved him and opened doors for him. And he was being obedient. Oh, by the way, where do you worship? You want to give a shout out to your ministry?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I am a minister of music at New Beginnings Community Church, where Pastor Michael L. Henderson is the overseer.
Okay, what city and state?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
New Beginnings. And so the service times are?
Service times is 4 of them.
Okay.
It is, you can come to 8,
uh-huh.
you can come to 9,
yeah.
you can come to 10,
that's right.
and you can come to 11:30.
All right. Because I have family in North Carolina, the Wilmington area. So
okay,
those of you all listening right now in North Carolina, you know, if you're in that particular area or if you need something to go check him out. He's the minister of music. And so, yeah, check him out if you're going to be in the North Carolina area. Sean Scales, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel. And I really appreciate you just taking the time out to come by.
Thank you for having me, the X-Man.
I appreciate that.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.